On a mostly party-line vote, the Ohio House has approved the version of the $74.7 billion two-year state budget that was proposed by Republican leadership. It includes a 2% across-the-board income tax cut and a $1.8 billion school funding formula overhaul. But Governor Mike DeWine's proposals on gun regulations were stripped out. Minority Leader Amelia Sykes says the budget's winners include public schools, but also wealthy Ohioans, while the losers include single mothers and local governments.
I'm here to stand with middle-class Ohioans, the environment, direct care workers, and to make sure that we have a better COVID response.
Republican Speaker Bob Kopp said after the vote that he's not concerned about the tax cut being prohibited in the latest federal COVID relief package, though the state is suing over that ban.
We funded our tax cut with state dollars, so we think we're on pretty solid ground.
The budget also features millions of dollars in COVID relief for businesses and the arts, and erases COVID violations for bars, and it cuts the amount of Lake Erie cleanup funds that DeWine had wanted. The Senate now gets the budget with a June 30th deadline. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.